This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I hate to have what feels like the stupidest, most simplistic take that you could have about this game, but here we are. This is a big game.
Yeah.
This is as big as they come.
Win the big game.
This is the one. This is really the one. This is the one that, to me, if you really think about the Warrior fan experience and what a lot of us have been talking about for the last, I mean, I say 6 months, but you could make the argument that it's 2 years. People have been saying, is there something that we can do to provide Steph a teammate or two that would do what? Allow you to advance in the playoffs. So here we are. This is it. You can tell me that the Jimmy Butler trade was great. I'll agree with you. Next year is next year, but who the hell wants to think about that? And I know that the series is not over if they don't win tonight. But they're set up in a really bad spot, both in this series and anything that would happen beyond, if they don't win tonight. If the point was to get Steph Curry to be able to, quote unquote, make noise in the playoffs, this is it. This is it. You win this game tonight.
Well, and you set yourself up for this. When you're the underdog by seed, I know that Vegas had them as the favorite, but when you are the 7 and you're going up against the 2, what you do is you get a split, you hold serve, and then whatever you do in game 5, it doesn't matter because you come home in game 6 and you win the damn game. And I want to refer to my clipboard notes, which
I love that you have
deep
clipboard
dive
notes.
Well,
and nothing. Tell me you've been doing this for 30 years without telling me that you've been doing this for 30 years.
Well, it's about 27, but what I'd like,
close
what
enough.
My comfort zone is to write things down and then keep it, and that way I can refer to it. And
yep.
I've done this before where,
yes, you have.
You know, the 7 or 8 seeds since the expansion back in 2003 when they expanded to best of 7, only 6 teams have won as a 7 or 8. All 6 of those teams earned a split on the road against the higher seeded team. So if you want the blueprint, the template, the route or the route, depending on how you roll, and you and I have some.
I'm a route guy.
Yeah, I'm also a route guy, but I'll go route.
I'll go route only if it's Route 66, because there's like content that's been based on that.
I try not to say route anymore because I did 5 years of New Zealand radio, and route in New Zealand.
What does that mean?
It involves.
Is it a cuss word?
Oh, it involves tissue and the internet.
Oh, it's inappropriate. Yeah.
No, I did that in the best possible way.
Well, I mean,
I didn't say lotion.
But you didn't have to bring it up.
No, but that's why I don't say root anymore.
Anyway, I
support and I cheer for.
What
I no longer
take me
root,
out to the ball game. Root
okay.
For the home team.
That's disgusting.
3 of them, huh? Yeah.
Anyways.
Sometimes
what is going on here?
Oh, Grandy, don't be such an 80-year-old.
Be a good time for this.
I'll say.
All right. Yeah.
All 16. Cheers.
For the love of God.
Stop. Would have been better.
So what?
That also works. All six of the seven and eight seeds.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
They got a split on the road.
Yeah.
The Warriors have done that. So this is the template for success. You go out there, you do what they did, you come home and you win, damn it.
Your percentages that you've been talking about for the last week and a half all get blown up.
Numbers are numbers.
And they get blown up if you don't win tonight.
They do.
They get blown up. Whoever wins game one is 76%. They win game one. In a 1-1 tie, whoever wins game three is 78%. They won game three. Yeah. Right? They have...
Teams up 3-1.
Teams up 3-1. 95.5%. Yeah. They were up 3-1.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
If you lose tonight, you're an underdog.
Oh, boy. Shout out to Live Read.
You're a dog if you lose tonight. So... There you have it. Let's, again, 888-957-9570. Warriors Live is less than 2 hours away. We are up here on the concourse at the Ultra Club inside Chase Center getting ready for the game. If you got tickets, get here early. Come say hi. Get your butt in your seat and get ready to get loud, okay? Sebastian in the Bay, you're next up. Hi, Sebastian. Thanks for the call.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up?
You don't have to agree with me. This might be a little bit of a hot take, but I still believe that Jimmy Butler has another gear he can reach. Now, I'm not sure that he will reach it because of the injuries and, you know, he's approaching 35, but this is a guy who, in my opinion, gave me one of the best shot-making performances that I've seen in the playoffs in the last decade. I mean, he went into Milwaukee, destroyed Giannis, dropped 56 points after having a similar tailbone injury, although not the same. But, I mean, this guy is a dog, and we haven't really seen – I mean, we've seen Butler, you know, drop 30 points, 35 points. But have we seen that level of shot-making and that level of explosiveness yet? I don't think so. Will we? I'm not sure, but it's possible.
I don't think it's a crazy take at all, Sebastian.
No,
but here's what I do think about it. First of all, any Jimmy Butler fan out there who's watched him prior to this, you're watching a Jimmy Butler that had a different role on that team than he does on this team.
That's fair.
Right? So if he's going to call himself Robin, then we're not necessarily normally going to ask him to go out there and take over a basketball game. He's Robin. He might need to. I think he does it better than anyone in terms of reading. When is it time for him to go? When is it time for him to pull back? When is it time for him to highlight Steph? And when is it time for him to not? So I definitely think that. The other side to this is we did see a pretty special Jimmy Butler in the play-in game and early in these playoffs.
In game one.
Right. But and then what happened in game two? You know, he got hurt.
Yep.
He got hurt.
8 minutes in.
And so what have we seen since then? He missed most of a game. He missed an entire game. And then he played two games where he looked like he could barely run. And in one of those, he scored 27 points and was the team's leading scorer.
Yeah.
So I agree. I agree that there's another gear. And maybe we'll see it tonight. I don't know what the health status is. Steve talks about it now. To us yesterday in a way that he didn't before. He kind of blew it off yesterday, like, no big deal, Jimmy's fine. He didn't sound that way before, so maybe we will get that. Here is Steve Kerr yesterday on the health of Jimmy.
He's good. Yeah, he's ready to go. He was in our walkthrough today and film session and moving around well, and I think he's feeling a lot better. Jimmy will be ready to go tomorrow.
That's it. Like, that's not what it sounded. He was on the injury report in the previous two games.
Right.
And now it's just like, whatever, dude. He's moving around. He's fine. He's good to go.
Yeah, he's fine. And I look at what he's done just in this series. You mentioned game one. He had 25. It's a win. He had 27 in game four. That's a win. He missed game three, and they won. Anyway, Steph was awesome. I look at elimination game Jimmy.
Okay.
And traditionally, he's been awesome. And I kind of forgot that against Boston in 2023, they were up 3-0 against Boston. And it went to a game seven.
Yes, it did.
And Jimmy was in that game where they beat Boston. He had 28 on 12 of 28.
Oh,
I wouldn't expect 28 shots tonight. But your point is well taken. And I go back to 2022 where they lost to Boston in seven and he had 35. And game six, which was an elimination game for Miami, he had 47 on 16 of 29. So Playoff Jimmy is one level. Elimination game Jimmy is another. This is not an elimination game, obviously.
Not for them.
It's not, but
it is for the Rockets.
Well, and you're right about like the gravity of the Warriors having to go to Houston. So I think that Jimmy will treat this like he's treated games in his past.
You got to play it that way.
Well, he's going to play 42 minutes minimum, I would predict.
I would think. I mean, unless
that's a hot over-under to set. But.
Well, I mean, unless the Warriors play really, really well and have a lead.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, then maybe it's but it's at least 38. I'll agree with you. It's at least 38.
Yeah.
And obviously, the you know, Steph and Jimmy and Draymond are coming off of 25-minute or under performances.
Right.
Steve told us yesterday there's a big difference. And so they should be you know, ready to go in terms of the energy level that they've got for tonight. Let's go to Jason in the city. Jason, thank you for calling Willard and Dibbs. What's good? What's up?
Gentlemen, I'm excited for Game 6. Got good memories of Game 6, Steph Curry versus Udoka. Of course, Udoka doesn't have good memories, but I'm excited for today. I really like your original premise and the question. And I thought you, Willard, were going to take another level and talk about the how, because I think the how matters for us to decide whether the Butler trade was a home run or not. I want to see what it's going to be like tonight. There's a world in which we win the game, but Butler, God forbid, tweaks something and really isn't contributing. Butler shows up as playoff Butler. Butler is a solid contributor. I think for us to figure, I agree, it's a totally solid double. I'm not at a triple yet for this trade. I think a really solid double-double or triple-double and a solid team win, say 10 to 15 points. I don't know what the line is. I'm not a betting guy. But a really solid win would definitely make this a home run. But if it's anything less than that, I'm not so sure that we can call it a home run yet. If we lose, if we get to Game 7, then it's for sure. The jury's out. I wouldn't be able to say that it's a home run yet.
No, that's exactly, yeah, that's it, Jason. We'll let you keep going, but that's exactly what I said. Like, this is it's already a double. It's a home run if they win tonight. If not, I think it's not definitely not a home run, but it starts to tilt back in the other direction, and at minimum is to be determined. But go ahead.
Okay, well, my question to you, Willard, then, is if Jimmy plays 10 minutes and he has a triple single, is really not contributing, would you? And we still win because maybe Pat Spencer is pissed off from the last game and he goes off for 40, Moody's contributing, you know, we just don't know. And the starters just aren't performing, but we just have surprise, solid performances. Would you still consider that a home run just because we win? I wouldn't say so. Now, Dan, you've been traditionally more an ends justify the means guy. The outcomes matter. Willard, I listen to you all daily. You've always been more the process guy, and I think the how definitely matters. If they lose, it's definitely not a home run, or the jury's out. But if they win, I want to see how Butler performs. That's what I got. Thanks,
Joe. Okay, Jason. Yeah, like I am a process guy, but
yeah,
First of all, you're throwing out some scenarios that are pretty freaking wild. So the idea,
Jimmy Butler triple single and they still win.
It, for them to win this game, for Pat Spencer to even be in the game, the Warriors need to be up by 30 points. That's not happening unless somebody gets hurt.
Unless you want to order the code red.
Yeah, well,
if you want him to go in there and code red somebody.
Yeah, again, that'll suggest that the game's not going well. But his premise was Jimmy's not playing well, Steph's not playing well, Draymond's not playing well. Pat Spencer scores 40, and the Warriors win. I'm going to put all my life savings in the that's not going to happen bucket. But let me back up to what his larger question is, and here's what that is. What if Jimmy were to play poorly and the Warriors win anyway? Would you still consider the trade a home run? And I would largely say yes.
Oh, yeah.
And the reason for that is this. Now you're sort of whittling your process versus results idea all the way down to stats and one game.
In one game, yeah.
I'm going to make this about one game because of what it represents, not the individual performances of the guys in it. They are not in this game. They don't have a 3-2 lead. They're not even in the playoffs. If Jimmy Butler's not here,
right,
doing everything that he's done,
they're probably a 10 seed
for the last 3 months. Yes,
9 or a 10
seed. So this opportunity was created by Jimmy. I'm not going to say that therefore he needs to individually be the leader tonight that gets you over the top. If Jimmy scores 12 and Steph scores 46, yabba doo will do. Like, we're on to round two.
Shout out, like, Fred Flintstone.
Yeah, that's like, I don't, that to me does not matter. Trade home run, 2 days rest, off to round two, 100%.
You can have Steph and Draymond and Jimmy Butler all score 12 points, and you can win 80-79, and it is a home run. And that's where, for me, as a results guy, it's about the result. And that's why I've been saying to you for 3 or 4 months, like, over, under 4.5 playoff wins, what do you think? And you were under, and then Jimmy happened, and you were like, ask me again. And I did, and you're like, I like the over, and here we are.
And here
they're
we
one
are.
Win away from the over, most likely.
Most likely.
Cashing.
I mean, unless they were to get
swept. I don't
even
swept. Want to use the S word, because I've already sworn on the air once in this run, and I don't want to do it again. Casey sweep. I don't think that happens, but thank you, Grandy. You're always so quick to clown me, and I appreciate that about you. But I do think that the over-under shifted, and it wasn't only because of one guy, but what he did for everybody. Steph, Draymond, Pods, Moody, the whole roster. He made everybody better because of the way he plays. And so, yeah, for me, it's the process. You're right. Jimmy Butler was a part of the process change, but the results was the fact that they went on a heater, and here they are as a 7 seed.
We're live in the Laughing Monk studios, Laughing Monk Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. And more on Laughing Monk in just a moment, because they're doing it again. They're doing it again, Dibs.
They're doing it and doing it well.
Yeah, for those of you who are not, you know, lucky enough to be in the building tonight, or lucky enough to have a loved one's watch party or whatever. In other words, if you're looking for a place to watch the game.
Okay, because I missed this on Wednesday.
Yes.
I was watching a game with a 2-year-old with a fever, and turns out you were dropping knowledge about some action.
Laughing Monk in Sunnyvale, 1235 Oakmead Parkway is the address. For those of you who don't know where it is, Laughing Monk Brewery in Sunnyvale is having a Game 6 watch party tonight. Arrive early, seats will fill up fast. Arriving early qualifies as pretty damn soon, because this game is tipping off now in a little bit over 2.5 hours. So get there soon, and then if you want the $5 beers, spoiler alert, you do.
Yeah.
Just say Warriors World when you get up to the bar. And that beer is $5, and it will make you happy, almost as happy as a Warrior win.
Do you have to say it in any manner? Like, is it a whisper? Is it a shout? Is it just
I think it's your
Warriors
choice.
Warriors World.
That might, you do it that way, it might be $4.
Yeah.
Don't quote me on that.
I like it. What if you wear one of these? Oh, I have it underneath my Warriors shirt.
Are you talking about the shirt, or are you talking about the jersey?
No, the jersey is the jersey. The shirt is the one that everyone's getting here tonight.
Because if you mention Dibs, it goes up to $6.
That's unfortunate.
I'm sorry.
Don't tell them Dibs sent you.
Pass that along. But anyway, so watch party at Laughing Monk in Sunnyvale. But as of now, continue to take your phone calls, 888-957-9570. And the question is, the premise we threw out, the Jimmy Butler trade was already good. It's already, we called it a double. It's already at least a double. I think we can all see that based on the way this has transpired. But it is likely, not definitive, but likely, very probable, that tonight is the night that decides whether or not this trade is a home run. And I get...
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
That some of you out there would be like, round two? Round two is a home run? Like, really? This is a dynasty and round two is a home run? Here's kind of where I'm coming from on that one. I still think even in this moment, if you're a rational fan, you can believe in their chances for contention, but you're settled on the idea that a title is unlikely. Would you be surprised if they won the whole thing?
Stunned.
I would be surprised.
Stunned.
I would be surprised.
Think about it. If they advance out of this series.
Not shocked, but surprised.
Well, Minnesota, I don't know what the odds are, and maybe you can text your good friend John Avello. Maybe we wait until they actually win the game.
Might be able to find. They might have, have the futures with regard to.
I would guess that the T-Wolves-Warriors series, if it happens, would be darn close to a pick 'em. I don't think that the Warriors would be more than minus 150 favorites. I know that Minnesota wouldn't be more than minus 150 favorites.
I bet you Minnesota would be favored.
But I don't think by more than, they wouldn't be a 2-1 favorite, which would be minus 200. My point is, in the next round, it's coin toss E, and then against OKC, either one of these teams is a dog, and against Boston or Cleveland, I think that the Warriors or the T-Wolves would also be a dog. My point is, going forward, if they go forward, there's not going to be a series where you look at it even like this Houston one where they were favored as a 7 seed over the 2 seed.
Yeah, no, I'll agree with all of that. So that's kind of where I'm coming from. I just think that the road suddenly gets really difficult, and it brings into play, if you lose tonight, obviously it brings into play a very, very quick exit, which would be Sunday, possibly. And then even if you were to win Sunday, I just think that you're asking a hell of a lot to then go play a talented Minnesota team 48 hours later who's been sitting there resting for 5 days and turn around and try to have success in that series. I don't like your chances. They could.
They're allowed to. I had to do it before
Which is why I keep saying this is probably the night that decides whether or not the Jimmy Butler trade was a home run. I think for this to go well, they've got to win tonight. And if we buy the idea that a championship is at minimum unlikely, and I also think most Warrior fans I've talked to, if you even just arrive at the Western Conference Finals, people would be like, dude, that's pretty good job. Like, even if you lose it, you go lose to the Thunder in 6, nobody would be like, these schmucks. No one would do that. Round 2 is where there is debate. And I acknowledge that. There's debate. Some people would say that's nothing. It's worth nothing. Others would say, hey, you know what? This has been a fun run. Jimmy Butler here brought us on this ride and bought us an extra month of basketball. I can see both points. I just tell you the way I look at it. I look at it as for 2 years, we've been trying to find a way for Steph Curry to advance in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And this is the first time in 2 years that they, you know, since beating the Kings in game 7, this is the first time that they've had a basketball game in this building where they have an opportunity to do that, advance in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And for me, that's kind of the marker on what makes Jimmy Butler a home run, because they don't do that without him.
I agree. No, I mean, you would have had to win one, if not two, play-in games, and you might have had to get the 8 and then go beat OKC in the first round, which is not something that's very likely. I'm looking at the FanDuel odds to win the NBA championship right now, and the Warriors are 5th. And
wow,
number 4.
Somebody jumped them because they were 4th or 5th when the Lakers were still
right
in the playoffs.
Well, the team that jumped them is the team that they would play.
The Timberwolves.
Minnesota is exactly. number four. OKC is number one. So if you win this series, you have to play number four in the odds, then beat number one, and then beat number two or number
two or three,
presumably. Right. And we're presuming that Boston and Cleveland both win their series, which we don't know that they'll do that, but that's your road right now as a five overall in the NBA. You're going to have to beat not one, not two, but three of the four ahead of you.
This is the biggest game in Jimmy Butler's Warriors career, and I don't think any other game is close.
It's the biggest game since, like, game five against the Lakers. I mean, game seven against Sacramento. What are we talking about here?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I find this one to be bigger than game six against Sacramento in this building. Because they lost it, and then they still
lost it.
Yeah, well,
Steiny
lost it.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, and they tried to lose this one, too.
Steiny, guru.
This whole city has got to stand up to Matt Steinmetz and see if they can get a victory tonight.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.